This is Senator Al Simpson. The Rural Electrification Administration has served its purpose to light up rural America, but now it needs some real reform. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, back in the 30s, most of the rural countryside was still in the dark, without power or telephones. Congress changed all that by creating the marvelous network of REA. With the help of the federal government, small-town cooperatives could then apply for low-interest loans and provide electric power to our farm communities. Ted, the REA was one big success. But now REA is being forced by out-of-date laws to give subsidized loans to large, profit-making corporations who don't need them at all. Give the taxpayers a break. We could save $1 billion a year on this one, Ted. Help us short-circuit the REA, or have they already wired your vote? Just charge it, eh, Ted?
Leave it to you, Al, to knock an all-time success story for rural America. You probably want to cut Social Security, too. When REA began, only 10% of the farms had electricity. Because of REA, the number climbed to 99%. REA did the same for telephones, serving 90% of farms by the 1970s. Because of the economic crisis, last year's budget deal required REA to cut back its lending by 25% each year for the next 5 years. Rural communities were hit hard because electricity and telephone service covers large geographic areas. The blunderbuss budget cut was so unfair that Congress hastily suspended it for the current year. If there's a problem, Al, it's your anti-government ideology. You don't like TVA, and you don't like REA. If you had your way, there never would have been an REA in the first place. Rural America would still be in the dark ages, Al, right where you are today. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.